Hello and welcome to the Monday, October 21st, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Augusta, Georgia. The Syrian Electronic Army is at it again with its DNS tricks. This time they managed to take over the .qa country level domain for Qatar. The way this manifested itself was in multiple .qa websites being redirected to a web page created by the Syrian Electronic Army. Some of the web pages that were affected was Google's country level domain, as well as some government domains for the Qatar government and news sites for Qatar. The takeover lasted a few hours on Saturday. It went forth and back a couple times, I believe, but that's always a little bit hard to detect given DNS caching. And then we got yet another SQL injection vulnerability in WHMCS. Again, this software is frequently used by software developers, sometimes hosting companies, for customer billing and support. In this case, yet again, the individual that found the problem did not notify WHMCS first, but instead just posted a public exploit. Apparently, the individual posting these exploits does have some kind of vengeance against the makers of this software, and as a result publishes these exploits and vulnerability reports before adequately informing the author. WHMCS did release a patch for this particular vulnerability within a couple of hours of the vulnerability being released, but this still leaves it up to the users of this software to adequately patch it. Given that the exploit is pretty trivial and available for download, I would highly recommend that on Monday, if you haven't already done so, and if you use WHMCS, you have to patch it on Monday. And the CryptoLocker malware is still causing a lot of pain and a lot of reports about people being infected by this particular malware. Now, once your system is encrypted or infected with this malware, your best bet at this point is shut down the system as quickly as possible, as soon as you notice that some files are being encrypted, in order to prevent all of your files from being encrypted. At this point, there is no decryption software available other than paying the ransom to the criminal that installed CryptoLocker. The encryption does use public private keys. Only the public key is known, but the private key is then required in order to decrypt affected files. Well, and last week I talked about how response rate limiting in DNS can aid in DNS cache poisoning. There is now yet another attack that makes DNS cache poisoning plausible again. In this case, the attack is based on the fact that some DNS responses are fragmented. In this case, the server that issued the query used a feature known as eDNS0. eDNS0 is, for example, required if you're trying to support DNSSEC, but many modern DNS servers do enable this particular feature, and the result is that the DNS server may now receive responses that are as large as 4 kilobytes, and as a result, they are now fragmented. The vulnerability relates to the fact that only the first fragment includes our UDP header with our UDP ports and the query ID, which are all the significant parts that are being used in order to authenticate the response. The problem is now that in order to spoof a fragment, the only thing you need to know is the fragment ID. And first of all, we are now back to 16 bits. And secondly, many systems still use predictable fragment IDs. So this makes the attack quite a bit simpler. The attacker now just has to spoof fragments. The problem, however, is it's still not quite as trivial as DNS cache poisoning used to be, because your time window is a little bit more limited. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.